Is it the music gun? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Music's on.
This is a stupid window thing.
Okay. Yay. Monday. Once again. I'm just looking at quickly email. I just seen crap. All right. Hey, welcome to studio. ZMO. Oh, Studio 2. Sorry. Studio 2 is my mic. Studio 2 is actually my brain. I call it Studio 2 because two brains. Rocks because I rock and you suck. Okay, anyway, welcome. We're listening to PJ Harvey. You know, like the first time I said that to someone, like group of people and the girls, they were surprised. You listen to PJ Harvey? Yeah, and then they start saying, "Oh, so this weird, pushing all sorts of stuff." Assuming I'm this type of person. No, I just like her voice. I like some of the music, I like some of the, you know, rhythm. With make stuff. Like, oh, you must be a little, I'm not that. No, I'm not that. No. And they freak out. And they like withdraw. I'm like, oh my God. You're infiltrating. Like, so what are you guys up to? Like, what are you guys smoking? What are you taking? It's like, I want some. Crazy. People assume, like, you're this. If you like this, you're that. It's like, no. How to straighten them out. You know, over time, straighten up. It's like I listen to everything. I grew up in opera and classical. And they're like, what? Yeah. Because my family were. Because my grandma was opera singer. So I grew up in classicals. Then I went to metal as a guitar player. Then went to punk. Then went to hardcore. Doing did some electronic music. Nothing famous, just pots around with equipment, and I listen to everything because I find it interesting, just like everything else. What people say, opinions and stuff. No, just if you check my Twitter, you know, like if you see my profile, see who I like. It's all over the place. Like Haggerty, I got new retro wave, or because I got some of the records, like Nina, Megan McDuffie. I like Depeche Mode, right? Then you got like Sony and Fuji cameras. Then there's Tulsi Gabbard, I follow. Then there's Asato Gosa, which I play. I listen to Ozzy Osbourne. Still listen to Ozzy. Then there's Solana. Tokens. the drive, XDA Alex Skolnick, which I admire. So, he's also a photographer, which is great. Then the Hot Tub Jesus, because he got free coffee. Right? The John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry, because, you know, no agenda. And James Wood knows like James Wood. Then I follow Elon Musk. So far, I didn't go way too much on this one because my main account has several hundred different following. Not my following me, but I'm following several hundred. So, this is just for Studio 2 only. So, I mean, it's cool like that. You know, whatever. I should follow LIFO. That's what I should do. Because I gotta try this thing out. Look at the new operating system. It's got Wi-Fi calling. Wait a second. I can call somebody. On my life phone, that means I don't need a SIM. Do I need a SIM? If I don't need a SIM, why? I think I need a SIM. Or you need a SIM. But it would be cool though if it works just like the what iOS does, where you put the chip inside your iPhone, you can call anyone with another device, Apple device, or their approved device. So that part's cool. Like, wow. Anyway, I'm just going through my Twitter stuff right now. Just look. So the first one is Kathy Griffith. She got, I don't know, some people say, oh, how is this free speech? Whatever, all that crazy thing, right? But here's the thing. What did she do? With somebody's head, isn't that treasonous? Because I mean, she got away in the States. Maybe had the FBI break it in your house. Hey, what's your intention? Because that's genuine threat to somebody, a leadership. You know, you just don't do that. You know, so she already have a bad thing, you know, whatever, something that's just not right following her. And there's some other previous things. I'm not going to go into details and all that stuff. Just whatever, okay. But then she did the thing which got suspended. Changed her name to Elon Musk. I see it as just, you know what, your track record is bad and you're doing this. And I can feel like you're going to try to do something, trying to get up there. Like a really, really bad stuff. Or bring audience thing that you get off on. That's what I'm thinking. I would have went that way. But like, look, you got to chill out, dude. Like how they say it today, kids. Everybody's a dude, so chill out. Chill. That's it. Free speech, I don't know. such a thing as complete free speech. There's always going to be that one thing you cannot cross. But that's a common thing, right? It's a common standard, like a common, I won't say common law, but it's like, this is the standard, like you just don't do stupid things. That, when you cross the line, you're going to get the attraction that you're getting. And if you try to do it again, somebody's going to try to stop you. So my viewpoint is this is karmatic. Everything you do is karmatic. So you have to be careful with it. If you don't understand what it is, I don't know. Learn it. If you can't learn from it, then you're going to experience it. So maybe sometimes it will start questioning, like, why am I doing this? Right. You can be free, but there's a guideline. How human to be, how human interact with other humans. That's the part. It's not just, if I get on stage with a guitar and just smash somebody with my guitar over the head. Like, yeah, it was a great show. No, somebody got hurt. Maybe caused a death. And I did it. And the band is going to get blamed for it. And no, shouldn't be doing that. Right? Not that I haven't seen something like that before. I have. And just, whoa. Like, yo. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Whatever. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. Anyway. The picture today I took, it's a function that sort of like it or sort of don't. In the old day, what we used to do is do multiple exposure on one single shot, is open a tab and return the film to, like, you know. Once we figured out how much can return, not back, return the previous shot, then do another exposure. So you'll do a dark, a little lighter, a little lighter, a little lighter, then hopefully work light, then pull a dark. Just like certain ways you can do it, a Fujifilm has that function as one of the main drive functions, which is you can do video, right? Regular photos, you can do multiple shot photos, you can do the bracket shooting, and there's like fancy filters and that. But there's one with multiple exposure that I really like. The only thing I don't like about it is it actually saves, I like it, but I don't. They save the shots you took as is. I wish that wasn't true. No, that was taken out. It's like, oh, I messed up. Let me try it again. Right? Because during the film, like the early days, before the digital, or the early days of digital photography, we still use film. When you do the multiple exposures, was on film, so you had to really, really think ahead. Like, this, I want this. That's what I want to do. And instead of saying, oh, I can just go on Photoshop and just put this together the right way that I want it, but it's not fun. you know. So today's picture is multiple shots. I think I put down as additive, so it gets lighter and lighter and brighter with the light source and the dark and dark, so it's like contrasty and lighter, like more light would make it almost blown out with light. It's kind of cool. You know, Fuji had it, like, now I wish my Sony had it, but Sony doesn't. They had a program where you can actually make apps for it, and then they closed it off. So you only get like one or two things. I had to go to beta setup thing, whatever the app thing, and just add a time loop with time exposure. Why? It's such a cool thing to learn, you know. I mean, it's kind of gimmicky, but you know what? People do really cool art with the multiple exposures. It's fun. So that's the picture thing. And this morning, I actually made I haven't started yet, but I'm just looking into Umbreel OS, because Tally coins connect next to one of those Bitcoin nodes you can put on your Raspberry Pi. So I'm like, let me try that. Let me see what that OS is like. But I still need to get Raspberry Pi 4 to make it work completely. And hard drive. I have a 1 terabyte, like a spindle drive, but they say it's best just use SSD and use Class 10 for the Pi, so it's fast. I'm like, all right, I'll think about it. And you need Ethernet. I'm like, I can run Ethernet off my computer somehow. Or maybe I can run a piece of wire from the next room to this room. Drill a hole or something. Maybe that'll work. But who knows? Whatever. I'll try it. See what it does. Whether I'm going to keep a node running all that, I don't know. I just want to see. Let's see what it does to understand it. Like, okay, that's what this is. Okay. So, that's happened. And of course, my light phone. Now that I got a Wi-Fi thing, I gotta try that today. Let's check it out. Why not? Because it can. Did someone claim they found a, I'm looking at Twitter, mystical lost Bugatti. They disappeared. Oh. You know, like the Bugatti the classic Bugatti. Type 57 Atlantic. It's made from magnesium. The body is like magnesium and something. Oh, aluminium. Magnesium? I don't know. Like one of those weird mix. And it's very, you cannot weld it because once you put fire on it, it'll burst. It's an amazing car. It's a beautiful car. And I'm sure everybody's seen it. Here's Jay Leno. If you go if you don't want to go to my link, if I ever add it in, if I don't add it in, you can just go to YouTube and go find 1934 Bugatti Aerolith Jay Leno Scratch. There's it. What does Atlantic and there's this? There's a whole bunch of Bugatti ones. It's the one with that really cool shape. Okay, so I don't know what else is on Twitter. Just tweet. There's nothing. I don't follow enough people. And there's, I think there's some kind of fighting happening at the polls or something, or there's some weird thing. And the press is snappy back the climate protest. Climate change. You know, the whole universe change. So there's no climate change. We are at the solar minimum, which right now it's okay. But in a few years, it's going to get colder and colder. But hopefully all these babes, especially the one in the New York Post, where she wrote Joe Biden bra. Hopefully I have put the bra back on during the winter. I have a heavy coat. Ready. Have a super heavy coat. I have a bunch of ones. A very expensive one too. Like sweaters. Zip up turtlenecks on the Alps. Whole bunch of those things. And just when something happens, I don't think nothing's gonna happen down here, but who knows? We just saw the minimum will go. No, how far it will go. And I don't know where I'm gonna be. And this solar minimum is going to last for decades. And so, who knows? If I decide to move back north, because everything seems, I don't know what's going to happen. I would say like the next year or so, something's going to happen. And they're going to need people. Like, all right. I'll think about it. If you pay me this much, I'll think about it. And I'll go back north. I miss the snow, though. So. I don't mind the cold. I just, you know, get a log cab. Like, go on those, like I said, the little mini house. Get one of those log things. Heater. Whatever, and just put that on the deck or something. Or drill a hole on top. Just, you don't need electricity. Get some wood. Chop some wood. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever works. It doesn't. If I move to a cold area, like I'm ready. Got my stuff ready. So good. Thank you. I'm just looking at post. And my silence tells it all, because it's just, yeah, whatever. Man. Whatever, man. Yeah, whatever. Nothing new. I mean, yeah, some news. It's just, eh. Nothing exciting. Well, maybe there is something exciting, but I don't care. I don't care enough. And when I look at coins, tokens, the prices, I'm like, I'm not impressed. This is, we're in a weird period. It's kind of like floating. Floating somewhere in like, and then if something hits you, you react to it and trying to find a remedy for it. Then we're going to try to do something. Something else happens. So you got to go. You're just dealing with that. So it just floats like a flux. It's fluxing. Even cool gadgets is in the flux right now. I heard there's a delay. Oh, iPhone 14 will be a delay for like a couple of weeks due to COVID-19. Is it? Or is it not? Yes, it is, but it's Foxconn. We don't want to make the phones a living. No. That's what happened. Living now. Digital transportation. I walk on the highways. Oh, Meta. Meta finally is going to fire several thousand people. Thousands of people. Tech. We had the tech firing again. The big let go, like from last time. Here. Oh, there's a storm coming. It was off the coast on the coast. It's a subtropical storm. How fast is it? It's a storm. Gonna pick up. It's gonna do the crisscross thing. I'm gonna try to. It's trying to hit where we are. It's gonna work. Or is it the Air Force? We're gonna put this stupid thing. Poof. Radar. Whatever. What was that thing? People say, oh, it's not real. But Tesla invented. Oh, forgot. Whoever does like the antenna thing, like an array. I forgot the name. Yeah, we're gonna turn that on. It shifts the storm somewhere else. Back to Disney again. Yeah, let's turn to Orlando. Yeah, Disney sucks now. Too expensive. Let's swirl around there. Why is it always trying to go to where we are, but it just never does? So I don't know. Well, at least a lot of people moved here. They were like, oh, we got to move somewhere else. That will free up some space, but eventually it's going to pick up again. Swear to God, where I live, the suburbs of Tampa. It's like New Jersey. And half the people are from New Jersey. Well, I should say more than half. And, oh, man. Like Jersey. We need a Bon Jovi down here. No, we don't. No, no, no. Okay, so the rest of the news is very, I'm not saying anything. Super exciting. All this in Germany now have in-car VR gaming starting at 700 euros. Interesting. We're going VR fully. Apple's going to announce their VR thing next year. It looks exactly like everybody else's bug eye thing. And it's not going to, I don't know. It was so elegant when they first presented, like the stylish glasses. And you touch and it's almost like a Google Glass, but it was nice. But then I was like, no, we're going to go with this bug thing. Like, no. Augmented reality. Let's bring back the cool glasses. There was a company that did that. I don't know where they are now. Whatever map makes, I'm not gonna. There's no point getting it. Because we're at the beginning of this. Eventually, it'll be like contact lenses, but even with that, I don't know if such a good thing to have it. Everybody's backtracking. So far, when I see the whole field of news and tweets and all that stuff, it just seems like one side of not politics, but one side of this thing, this mass, is backtracking a lot of stuff. They're just like, oh, we didn't say that. Say, I thought you did. Then other people trying to find the truth, go to the Wayback Machine, and found out, I was like, hey, you put it there, and now it's gone. So why did you do that? The math, the waking up thing. And I'm still seeing a lot of people waking up, and they just start blaming everybody else. No, it's not. It's your inner works. It's you. You're projecting. People say, oh, people are being asked. Their projection of you. You know that. You have to work it out. But once you work it out, yeah, it'll be okay. But it seems like slowly there are certain people are getting that. It's just like, oh, me, myself, I have issues. I have to work it out. But I'm still blaming people, others. You have to work that out. Is it healthy? Maybe. I don't know. Depends how you choose to move. thing we have to watch. Watch a clip I had. It's video. Shadowland. If you go to Pichu, find Cliff _ I. There's two parts. Shadowland part one, part two. Yeah. So he talks about it's coming. I know that. Being like waiting for it. But this happened in the last Great Depression. And he actually explained it. Also pull several examples. So you ever gone into the Great Depression, what happened? You sort of like prepare yourself ahead of time for certain things. A lot of people say, oh, this is terrible stuff, but it can also be an opportunity to do certain things. So you have to keep your mind, like mindset, like clear. And it will help. Yama. The anointed. Welcome, the anointed. Should I bow down? Why? There's no video, so you can just pretend. Whatever. Looking at all this stuff. Fed's doing this. I think they were supposed to hire somebody new for the Fed. I'm going to switch Powell. Powell's leaving. I can't do anything. No, it's going away. This is the dying thing. Fed's dying. Because Fed runs on the old paper money. And now they're not getting anything. Including their payouts. People would get their payouts. They're not getting any more help. And the whole thing is going to shift to, it's going to shift to digital first. Of course, they're going to have their digital, but it's not going to work because people don't want it. And it's going to shift to others. And it's going to change the whole thing. I think it will go back to like bartering. Except this time, we might get the NFT barter. Or the coins token party with the web 2.0. Well, actually, it's podcast 2.0. I think it's web 3. Sorry, web 3. Or internet 2. I don't know. Yeah, it's going towards that direction. And those who do not understand it will just perish away. And this, throughout history, it's been like that. If you read into thousands and thousands of years ago, how society came in, flourished, then this is a new thing, somebody else came in with a new thing, and it affect everybody else on the planet, include their own people, and the old school people just slowly die off. And a new one comes. It's like, it's almost like if you take the old and what's coming new, that the old's way up there, the new's way down here, and then they crisscross to come back. And if you keep doing that, it's almost like the DNA. When you see the DNA graph, it's kind of like that. So, because we're made in sort of a twisty thing. And look at the planet, how it travels. The same thing. Our solar system travel through the accretion disk. It's almost like from a flat point of view. side view or whatever, front view, I don't know, whoever travels. You see, it's like a DNA thing. So everything is sort of like that. If you noticed. And same thing with the, and this is the funny part with these like investment and money thing. And you look at it, it's like heartbeat. So if you understand like what these things are, it's just, oh, yeah. And you can see the opportunities. It comes in. Yeah, you then you if you want to do something with it, it's up to you. You don't have to. But you're going to get people saying, hey, that's great. Glad you figured that out. And you're going to get people. You're just the same as before, people before you abuse other people's money you're going to, and everything in between. So it's just do your thing. If somebody says something, oh, that's nice. Thank you. Walk away. No, if you can help someone, go help. But that's entirely up to you. If you don't want to help someone, that's up to you too. It's your choice, right? But if you're going to do something, I want to help somebody and you promote it, say how great I am, guess what? You're going to get a karma coming back. So don't do it that way. Do it what your heart says. If your heart says, I need to help, but be smart about it. Don't start helping. Then there are people saying, hey, we can get in on this and steal all your wealth. Yeah, watch out for those people. Yeah, be smart about what you do. That is it. You have the intelligence. If you don't have the intelligence, I don't know what to say. Maybe make those mistakes. Maybe you'll learn from it. If you can't learn from it, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it at all. Where are we? Yeah, 42 minutes. Wow. Nothing else to say because it's really nothing I want to say. This podcast sucks. I suck. I got the solar lighting work. I was correct. The solar panel was backwards. Now charging the battery, but something else happened to the switch. So I don't know what that part is. Because right now it's lit up because sun is charged the battery. But the battery, when sun's down, the battery doesn't last too long. So I'm thinking, I got a light sensor dialed. Maybe I have to put that in there somewhere and just shut it off completely. Maybe, I don't know. I'll figure it out. But the dial thing is, it has to be lit up. So it doesn't make sense. The only way I can do it now is through a tiny little hole and connect it to the solar panel. The solar panel, there's no light anymore. Then you'll use the battery. I think. No, actually, no. It doesn't work that way. I gotta figure another way around it. Or I have to get the dial, the different one, where when there's no lights, it connects. Yeah, so, I mean, of course, you can go nuts with those. You can't add, I want these like a single logic transistors in there, and make this circuit, you know, like. And it's not worth it. Want something simple, easy. There's a switch in the back. You can just switch it off and switch it on.
can always do that. I don't know what else is there. I'll make some coffee. Maybe. I don't even feel like making coffee. This is like one of those days. Like, I want to do stuff. I'm like, it's Monday. It's like office-based thing.
Oh, somebody's got a case of Mondays.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a case of Mondays. Monday blues. Like, should I do this? Should I do not? Should I not do this? What should I do? Like, and there's people sick in the house. I started my magnesium zinc supplement for the weekend. Because that's what happened. A lot of people getting sick lately. I'm like, I gotta pump it up a little bit. Pump some vitamin C. I don't know what else I have. I do have some rock star drinks, but I've been tapering them off a little bit because last week, sometime, I drank one too many. So the beginning of last week, so the rest of the week, I just drank water. I got cleared it, cleared out the system over the one of that active ingredient thing they got in there. Like, lay off that. Ooh, what happened? That's weird. Okay. Well, anyway, that's that. Then I'm just going to look around for things. Should I look for Christmas gifts? I don't even know what to get. I'm thinking just getting everybody glass ball or something. Let's go out and say, yeah, I think that's you here. I could get the money, but who set up the rules the past few years. It's like they canceled Christmas. Sort of. Canceled the giving. The gift-giving Christmas. No, because that was fun. Go out and find things people want. But now, because of Amazon and stuff, people just want money. So gift of giving, I think of you type of shopping experience went out of the way because stupid Amazon. No, it's not stupid Amazon, just so everybody gives money. In Asia thing, we always give money because we know back then, you know, there's shopping areas all over. Little shops, little here, little there. Kids would just buy them the things they want. It makes sense. And it's almost very logical. So sort of now our society is sort of going towards that way. Eventually be like, let me tap you some bitcoins. A Christmas gift here. Here's a stick. There's a USB stick with a wallet. Yours. That's the future. Oh, here's the NFT. I send it to you. You can sell it and collect it. Can exchange. Maybe one day it'd be like NFT exchange for Amazon items. That would be the future. No. Yeah, I got one of these pictures from whoever, and it's worth $100. But we're Amazon. We don't give you $25. Would it be like that? Oh, geez. Future. Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try a whole bunch of stuff today. Fooling around. I don't know if I'm going to go through the news or not. I just don't feel like it. Maybe I'll veg out. Seems like a good day to veg out. Listen to music and just stare at the sky. And when people come in, come past, what are you thinking? Penny for your thoughts. I'm like, I'm thinking absolutely nothing. No, I actually explained that to someone once. They were just like, what are you looking at? Like, you're in a deep thought. No, I'm trying to think absolutely nothing. I'm trying to get my mind out of it. Clear. Clarity. And they're like, I don't get it. Well, hey. If you can figure out how to do that, or, you know, Zazen. What is it called? Zazen. How do you get to that Zen level where you're thinking absolutely nothing? You can achieve that, even for a few seconds. Your mind will thank you. Your brain will be like, thank you. I needed that break. So learn it, if you can. Just don't get hurt while learning it. Anything else? No, that's it. So have a wonderful day. Have an excellent Monday. Instead of Monday. If somebody said that to you, tell them shut up. Really. Case of Mondays. Who are you? Get out. Just do that. Or maybe not. I don't know what kind of person you are. But I would just say, get out. That's it. It's nothing else. So have a great day. What's today's date? 4th? 7th? November 7th, 2022. Have a great day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.